All right, call the meeting to order, start with a salute to the flag, pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, just to remind everyone, we are still operating under the governor's executive order to only handle essential business, just as we've been for the last few months. And just so you all know, Guy, trustee Forte is attending via telephone. He's on speaker here, so he'll be monitoring everything that goes on at the meeting. So I'll open the floor for public comment. If anybody has anything, any essential business. John?
What's our maintenance on the trail? What do we got to do to maintain that?
We're going to mow the shoulders of it.
That's it?
Yep. That's it. We don't have any maintenance to do with the blacktop or any of that. That's all state take care of. The bridges, whatever.
And also, I know you bought a new backhoe. First I heard about it.
Well, we talked about it for the last two months.
How many hours is on the old one, you know?
I don't know. But they said that the seals were starting to dry out in the hydraulics. And to replace the hydraulics would have been rather expensive, so.
What did they get? What kind of?
They got I told you that last month, $16,000 for trading.
No, what kind?
They got a John Deere.
John Deere.
Yep, it's a, I think it said on here, didn't it? It's a, John Deere. I could turn the air off if you want, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's hard to hear with the masks on.
Yes. Yeah, well, I turned it on because it was a little choppy in here when I got it, so.
Thank you.
If that helps so you can hear better, we'll go with that.
Do you have it?
No, well, we got it there, but it doesn't say what the model number is. That's what I was looking for. But it's a John Deere. It's got some attachments to it. It's got a driller. It's got a pounder and a couple other attachments that came with it. Okay.
My name is Laura Holcroft, and I would like to volunteer for the
We would, and so right now it's going to be like a ad hoc committee, I guess, at the moment, because meetings are only scheduled for essential business. I don't think, you know, the beautification committee kind of qualifies for an essential business. But if volunteers want to do things around the village and they get together and decide that, I'm sure we can work things out so we can give you the support that you need to get things done. So feel free to give me a call and let me know what you would like to do, or, you know, Julia can interface if that works. I can take a look at that, or we can pass it around and see what's going on. So, I mean, if you know, for these types of things, if you, if you want to get to us by email, that works out. I'm just mayor@villageofnassau.org, so if you direct something to me, I can share it with the other trustees, and we can kind of do it, you know, off the books for that. I mean, previously, the beautification committee kind of acted independently. They raised their own money, they made their own projects, whatever ones they wanted to do, they did. They gave us an accounting of what they brought in and what they spent and like that, and we all kind of worked together on that stuff, so, you know, I'd be more than happy to do that. We've been kind of looking forward to reactivating it, but it's hard because we're not really allowed to schedule meetings for that type of thing until this is passed, so. And it looked, huh? Yeah, I understand. Yep, so that, I mean, I think we still continue to work the way we've been working. If something comes up and somebody wants to do something as a volunteer project, and you need support from the village in the way of materials or whatever, you know, we can do that. We have a budget for that, so, you know, shouldn't be a problem. We can, you know, I can, you know, Julia can be the liaison for that group, since she has to volunteer for that, and that would be great. Anything else? Okay. Donna?
I saw today they went down the trail and they put soil, topsoil, on each side. Are they gonna, so where there's no topsoil, there used to be grass and it's all dirt and rocks.
They don't finish.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah, okay, thank you.
They put it down on one side, and I don't think they put it on the other side. They won't be part of it, I just walked down there. I don't think they're done yet.
They did some on my side.
I don't think they're done, I think they got.
They're not done yet.
There's just a big expanse, and I know even if grass grew through that, the rocks are enormous, they couldn't mop. Oh, okay, that's all right.
Yeah, they just finished the topsoil today, so.
Oh, I knew they were doing that, right.
But I saw it.
And I wondered if Hanson was ever gonna mow, that letter went out.
Oh, but I think.
I think that's all.
Okay, Russ?
Hi, I'm Dave Eisman, I'm at 20 Mall Street. I'd like to address the fact that the neighbors at 18 Mall Street have fired their own front of their house. Is there any ordinance, you know, for the sidewalk? Bob got some more advice. I know they're gonna take over the fire department, it's gonna go in there, it's a lot of business. Bob just hit her house, so I don't mind out. Bob's money said it's all over my windows. They have a backyard they can put it in, and everybody knows about that, we're a little fire pit.
What's the, who's our visit?
It's 18 Mall Street. And all of the people over there, I don't know.
Are these, is this a single family residence or multi-family or?
Single family, it was owned by Adrian, forgot his last name, I didn't give you details.
Okay.
Single family home.
All right, maybe we'll send them a letter, see if that does anything. Because if the cops have already looked at it and said there's no ordinances, then there's obviously no ordinance.
Yeah, I don't know if there's some way to get one where there's like 3 feet in the sidewalk, but I don't know if it's safe to do it. Walking by, I mean, you use the sidewalk, when it's not the ground, it's not the sidewalk. That's what my backyard is, they have dog feces. Don't mow it, don't leave back there. I mean, the order for the dog feces, comes in the sidewalk back of my house, I can smell it, hot day with great breeze. Except they can dig a hole in it, they can put trampoline over the top of it.
Really? Trunks open?
Yeah, there's a piece of wood there that just, they caved in. And that's one of the reasons I'm going to pull the fence up, so I don't have to kind of, you know, try and block this.
It isn't the first complaint we received verbally about this home, but Craig can't go into their backyard. He can only sight what he can see from the road.
What about from the
You have to invite him over to do that. He can't just walk on his property. I did mention it to him when we discussed this a few weeks ago. I mean, unfortunately, there isn't a code that does say
Well, I think that, yeah, I think the best way to handle this with a letter, so, I mean, if we need to come up with an ordinance for such things, okay, it's a long process to begin with. It's even longer at this point because the governor still does not allow us to have in-person public hearings, which are required for doing a new local law. So, you know, we'd have to wait till we got beyond that, till we could, so, I mean, it would be 6-8 months, and by then it wouldn't matter.
It would just continue to do it next year.
Yeah.
They clean up their backyard, there'd be no problem with them putting back there or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find anything about the dog debris all over, whatever you want to call it, and the septic system.
Yeah.
My person to hear that comment.
We will, we can have Craig, if Craig can come to get with him. Yeah. And then, you know, he can notify the appropriate personnel for anything that we can address at that time. Alright.
I don't know, it's just a question. Has anything continued with Calum back in this cleanup?
Yes, well, we sent him another letter, we're in contact with the attorney, there's nothing that really can be done proactively until, other than letters, until the courts reopen. So the courts are not reopening until next month, in July.
And Michelle keeps adding to the yard, I know he's trying to work with her.
I know, he gets, you know, two dumps out and one dump back and.
More bottles. Can't get in the front door.
Okay.
She did mow part of it, but, and the pool is enclosed, but the pool is full. So there you've got a fly, a mosquito issue for summer.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying she has the door covered again? You're saying she has the door covered again with stuff?
The front door, when you go by.
I'll let you know.
She has more boxes behind the bushes.
We're making a list. Anything else? Okay. Motion to approve the board meeting minutes for May.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Charlie. Second by Julia. Questions? Changes, alterations? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. End of year meeting, minutes, I'll entertain a motion to approve those.
Make motion.
Motion by Rich, second by Guy. Questions, changes, alterations? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Treasurer's report. May 31, so that was the end of the year report. Entertain a motion to approve.
Make motion.
Motion by Gary.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions? Favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Let's see if that is. For your end, may you be here?
No, it's tabled. She just had it down. She probably was ready to discuss.
Yeah, I wouldn't think she'd have done five today anyway.
So we'll table that.
Yeah, table that. No correspondence. Just check and see if I got a voicemail. I gotta check this voicemail, bear with me a minute. I had a question into our legal attorney. And he didn't answer. Hey, Guy?
Yes.
They dropped off the law enforcement mutual aid agreement. So I know you've been working on this. The only thing I see in here that mentions the chief or the police department is the section under personnel and equipment. Each party agrees that their police department, which is the grantor, may supply personnel, equipment, and other available resources to the other grantee upon request in the event of an emergency if their respective police chief or chief's panel or their designees deem it appropriate. So does that cover us?
Yes.
Okay, so we're good with this?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. That's, I was trying to get a hold of Dave because I didn't have this earlier and I didn't talk to him about it, so. I guess we're okay with it then. All right, so this is the this is a law enforcement mutual aid agreement. It is between the Village of Nassau's Police Department, Town of East Greenbush, Town of Skodak, Town of North Greenbush, City of Rensselaer, and City of Troy. So it's a mutual aid agreement where if any of these municipal police departments need assistance from other police agencies, we can call on them and they would come to our aid and vice versa. If they need help, they would call us and we would come to their aid. Primarily, the Village of Nassau, the most utilized piece of equipment that we have that the other agencies call for is our dog for search and rescue or for those kinds of things. But we've been a part of this agreement for how long has it been, Guy?
At least 8 years that I've been here.
So at least 8 years. This is just a renewal of this agreement. This agreement will extend until 2025, I think it said. Yes, December 31st, 2025. So it's another 5 year extension. Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to renew the mutual aid agreement.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on that? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, so next thing is the financing for the backhoe through Nortrax. Five payments for at $21,517.04. They would be annual payments. Total cost after trade, including interest, is $107,586.19. The actual cost of the backhoe was $101,028 even. Entertain a motion to approve that.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy or Charlie.
I'll second.
Second by Julia.
When are we supposed to get it again?
I think it's going to be coming this month, right?
Well, as soon as I call them tomorrow and let them know I have the check, they'll be delivering. Okay. It'll probably be here at the beginning of next week. I had to have the check cut for the first payment first.
Okay.
But it is ready to be delivered.
Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Okay. So before we do resolutions and the bills, open the floor. John?
Who was a little bitter on that hole anyway?
It's state contract.
Who?
State contract.
Yeah, who got it, you know?
It was a John Deere, John Deere guy. Where was he located?
Nortrax was the company that state contract. I don't know where they're located.
Doesn't.
I know there was a folder on it, but I gave it to somebody.
Doesn't show it here on financial
answers. He was local though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was local.
Yeah.
So it might have been up in Clifton Park.
Yeah, something, I think so, or that or
Latham. It wasn't out of Skodak, was it?
No.
No,
we
I
had
don't
to drive there
now.
Once, so I don't believe no. They went there. Not to Skodak.
Yeah, so Okay, anything else?
I have something that's related to the trail.
Yep.
Are there going to be any kind of, or are we going to be responsible, so we can put mile markers on the trail? Does anybody know that?
I don't know the answer to that.
Or, you know, affixed to some of the utility poles as far as a mile marker? And the other thing that I have is, I noticed people are dumping trash and they're allowing their dogs to, you know, defecate on the trail. And I know it's going to be the village responsibility to mow the grass. But there's certain areas that are wider than others. So, mm-hmm. I mean, what's going to be?
I think the area that we're supposed to be take care of is defined in the contract. I think it's like
3 feet on each side
no,
or something?
No, I think it's more than that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Guy, maybe you can.
I thought it was 4 feet on each side.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's four.
It's not very wide.
So it's just one pass down each side of the trail.
Right.
Yeah, and likelihood we do more than that though, because we don't want to overload,
okay.
You know.
All right. Is there a possibility, this is addressed to you, Guy, maybe you might know. Is there a possibility that we might be able to get mile markers affixed to the trail somehow?
It's possible. I mean, I know that they are putting in various sort of signs and things at different places.
Okay.
I can ask about whether their mile markers are possible. The other thing I would say about the trail is it's not finished right now. I caution people, be careful. Just be careful when you're on the trail. It's not finished.
And Guy, isn't it so that they are going to put in, you know, the dog things where they have the bags on them and stuff along it? That's what I heard. I thought I heard that.
I'm not aware of that. I can ask.
Okay. If not, maybe we should put a few in, at least in our.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At least in our section. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. There's nothing to stop us from putting things as long as it doesn't interfere with the trip.
Right.
And you know, I know there's already talk about having a volunteer group to sort of clean up the various debris. That gets, you know, especially, I've already seen, like, you know, Cumberland Farms trash on different parts of the trail around the village. So I think there'll likely be an active volunteer group cleaning.
All right.
Okay.
It wasn't on our.
Yeah, so if, you know, if we.
It's not on our
street. Anything that comes up that, you know, questions like that, maybe you can email them to me and I can share them with Guy and
yeah, no problem.
And Andy.
No.
Andy
and I know the trail's not done yet either.
I know. But, you know, we should direct these kinds of questions to, you know, to Andy and see what we can.
Okay.
Then we can get more definitive answers.
No.
But I always ask Guy because I know he's more intimate with the plans and the drawings on the trail. So he's the go-to guy on that.
There's a lot of traffic on there.
Yeah, there is.
Would there be signs like posted maybe in the park with various, I don't know, other parts of the trails, like rules and regulations or
yes.
Just politeness?
There's a list of regulations that will be posted at the places that they've designated as trailheads.
At what?
They call them trailheads where you can park to enter and utilize the trail.
Gotcha. Okay.
There will be, there's supposed to be a list of those. We had to approve those, so.
Oh, okay.
So there will be a list of regulations for the trail at those locations.
Okay.
Anything
most
else?
Most people that have gone, when I go up and down, that it's clean, there's very little.
It's got a lot of use, I can tell you. There must have been 100 people on the trails.
We don't know. Sunday. We don't know where half the people we've never seen.
You know, our bikes were going
where
by a constant, yeah. Steady stream of bicycles.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah.
All right, anything else? All right, so refund, resolution, refund LaSalle Bank, $220, or $200.20 for a duplicate April water payment on property ID number 211.11-2-11.
I'll make it.
Make that, Rich?
I'll second.
Second by Charlie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Pay bills number 1 through 25, so there's some changes and I have the new numbers. 1 through 25 in the amount of $119,351.04 in the general fund and $40,785.66 in the water fund.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment in order.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Julia. We are adjourned. Thank you all for coming. Have a great weekend. See you next month. Same time, same place.